Welcome to Money Talks with Melissa B. We're going to be talking about you and your life, how to take control of your finances, ditch the debt, and claim the power of your money so that you can follow your dreams. So get comfy and let's chat. Hello, friends. Welcome back to episode 35. It's not about the destination. So right now, I am at the beach on vacation with my family, with my husband and my two daughters, and my brother and sister-in-law and their three children. And we are here for a week staying in a beachfront condo in South Carolina. And this trip is, of course, something that we've been looking forward to, we've been talking about, we've been getting excited about, and it was, you know, a goal on the horizon for us for the past little while. And then the day came that it was time to start our drive, and we took 2 days to drive here, and the excitement of getting here, you know, it was just all building up, and everyone was so excited. We just want to get here. But that's where it comes into what I want to talk about today. We're here. It's beautiful. The weather's been great. It's the end of day two. We've been having fun. But the kids still are themselves, right? They still are moody and crabby like kids are sometimes. They're still getting upset when it's time for us to come in from the pool or when they don't get to do exactly what they want to do, right? Our life is still our life. We are still the same people. Just because we've made it to our destination, which is the beach, it doesn't mean that our life is just going to automatically be different and changed because we've reached our destination. And I feel like this is something that happens with people with money. They have a goal of how much money they want or how much money they need, and that goal is their destination. And they think that once they reach that destination, that happiness is waiting for them. But what they don't realize, and what we often forget, is that happiness is not at the other side of a goal. Happiness is something that we create and recognize inside of ourselves. There's no goal reaching that will make you happy in and of itself. You'll have feelings that will lead you to be happy when you reach a goal, but it's not the destination that made you happy. It's the thoughts that you're having about reaching that destination that are making you happy. Does that make sense? So a lot of people find that when they reach their money goal, they're excited for a very short amount of time. It makes them happy for a very short amount of time. But then life goes on the same as it was before they reached their goal. And the reason is because it's not about reaching the destination. It's all about the feelings and the thoughts that you have that are creating your feelings. So what I want you to do is think of what your goal is. Whatever the money goal is, it doesn't matter what the number is, what the benchmark is, just be clear on the goal in your brain. And then ask yourself, what am I going to feel when I reach this goal? What thoughts am I going to have when I reach this goal? And I want you to write those down. What thoughts you're going to have and what feelings those thoughts are going to bring up for you. And then what you should do is work on feeling those feelings now as you work towards your goal. Because the entire range of emotion is available to you right now, in this very moment. And thinking that once you reach your goal, it's going to create those emotions is not the answer. We have to create those emotions inside of ourselves. Our thoughts are what will create those emotions inside of ourselves. It's not about the goal. It's not about reaching the goal. I'm not saying that you should not be working towards your goal. Of course you should work towards your goals. But it's not going to bring you happiness when you achieve it. The only thing that'll bring you happiness are your thoughts and your feelings about those thoughts. So I am going to do my best the rest of this week to enjoy all of my experience here at the beach, enjoy all of my vacation, no matter what happens, no matter if the kids are stressed and tired and crabby and cranky, because I know that it is within my power to be happy. And it's easy to attribute our unhappiness to others. Like when my kid threw a fit for an hour straight, so that's why I'm unhappy. But really, the reason why you're unhappy is because the thoughts that you're having surrounding that incident, right? And this is something that you just have to practice and practice and practice and never stop practicing, because not only is it true, it will allow you to be completely in control of your own life. The more you practice, the better you'll get, and you get to be completely in control of your life, your situation, your existence. So go out there and make your goal, work towards your goal, but never forget that it's not the destination that's going to bring you happiness. It's not reaching the goal that's going to bring you happiness. You're allowed to choose happiness right now, in 5 minutes, in an hour. Every minute of every day, you have the ability to choose happiness. So work towards your goals and choose happiness. I am going to enjoy the rest of my week at the beach, and I cannot wait to talk to you guys again. I hope you enjoyed today, and I'll talk to you soon.
If you all are enjoying this podcast, please hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any of our upcoming episodes. If you want more, head over to my Facebook page at Melissa Blandford Coaching for daily inspiration. And if there's anything you'd like to hear in an upcoming episode, please let me know. I would love to talk about it. You all have a wonderful week. Go out there and start taking control of your life.